May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 860, From Poisonous Errors, Pleasing Cheats, and Gilded Baits of Sin, which, swallowed as delicious meats, infect and rot within. Lord, pardon a backslider base, returning from the dead, ashamed to show his shameful face or lift his guilty head. Hymn 860.
Thank you. Let us read together for our instruction from the first of all, from the first book of Samuel and a part of chapter 17. And then we will read from Psalm 71. The first book of Samuel, chapter 17, and we will commence to read from verse 32. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him," that is Goliath. "Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when I arose against, when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And Saul armed David with his armour, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armour, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them." And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on, and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog, that thou comest to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field." Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give thee carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day, unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted, and pursued the Philistines until they had come to the valley and to the gate of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way of Shearim, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. We will now turn to Psalm 71. The 71st Psalm. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise, and with thy honour all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonour that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness, and thy salvation all the day. For I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine own lay. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and grey-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with thy psaltery, even thy truth. O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp. O thou Holy One of Israel, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. The Lord bless his own word and help us to pray. Merciful and gracious God, we seek to come unto thee. We will confess our weakness, poverty, and particularly in our approaches. O Lord, we find we are easily overcome by our own deceitful, wretched, sinful heart, overcome with a multitude of carnal thoughts, overcome with the many voices that may cry within, overcome even by the tempter. And sometimes, Lord, we are tempted to think that our coming is in vain, that they were not here because we have sinned against thee. Thou wilt not consider the cry of a poor, destitute one. But we have, Lord, the word and the promise that thou wilt hear the cry of the destitute and not despise their prayer. We therefore, Lord, would venture. We venture only upon that precious name, the name of the Lord God, our King, our Saviour, the great High Priest of our profession, the Shepherd of our souls, the eternal refuge. We would desire, Lord, to fall into the everlasting arms and be found there as buoyed up, so that we may have that strength put into us and also given the help of thy Holy Spirit, who maketh groanings which cannot be uttered. But Lord, as one that may seek to speak in prayer, Lord, it is that this is what we are called upon to do in this way and manner. Notwithstanding, we are as dependent upon the words as when perhaps in our closet, or walking down the street, or sitting in the pew, we cannot get above the groans. But Lord, thou dost give us that, so give us words that we may pray in the hearing of those gathered, and that there might be that echo, that response in the hearts of those that are gathered also, and enabled to join with an amen, because they feel the need of thee to do it. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt grant that needed help, for we come to worship thee. We would seek to extol thee, for thou art very great, thou art very high, thou fillest eternity. The heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house, this poor body. Yet, O Lord, it is spoken of as being the temple of the Holy Ghost. When thou hast brought us to a living knowledge of salvation, of the power of thy grace, that thou dost so dwell within our hearts, O Lord, we tremble, for when we consider what we are in and of ourselves so often, oh, the waywardness, oh, the folly of our heart, oh, the awful deceit, oh, the arrogance and pride, oh, the covetous eye that would look upon this and that and desire it. Even if we are honest, above what we now seek, oh, wretched heart, Lord, do in mercy, humble us at thy footstool, and grant us that true spirit of confession, that we were pleased, that we might know that there is none else beside thee, the true God, who can supply our every need, spiritual and providential, as we may require those things that are needful for life, thou wilt bountifully give. And we would confess, Lord, that thou hast bountifully given many, many things. We would not let these mercies lie when in our own when in our right spirit, our right mind, we would not let these mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness and without praises die. But we would praise thee, for thou art greatly to be praised, and thy greatness is unsearchable. But thou hast condescended. Thou dost look down from heaven, and behold, and seest, Lord, thy poor needy ones, not perhaps knowing how to put one step in front of the other. But, Lord, thou canst cause us to rise up in all our faintness and to walk, in all our weakness and to run, in all, O Lord, our felt ties to these trivialities, but thou canst give the wings of faith to rise above it all. Oh, we do pray that we may prove, Lord, within this hour, this time in which we are drawn together in our worship of thee, we may be lifted out of ourselves and be able to say, when we can cast away all those things as a menstruous cloth, only fit for the dunghill, to be cast out as refuse, and then to utter what the psalmist has said, feelingly from our heart, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. We pray for help in hearing, to open the ear of each, that they may hear perhaps the word of reproof, of correction, the quickening word that might bring them to know the awfulness of their own sad condition by nature, which they have not known before, though they may have heard it mentioned many times from the pulpit, yet 'tis only now that the word comes with conviction, a quickening power. And then, Lord, do lead to Jesus' blood and to their wondering view, reveal the secret love of God. Lord, there may be some that have come to hear, feeling that they need a word, something that may satisfy, something that may give them direction, something that may comfort their hearts. May they know, Lord, that word to enter right in to their hearing and to descend into their soul, to be that which may bring the enlivening that they desire, and lifted from their felt barrenness and deadness, and be brought to rejoice in thee. We pray for help in speaking, a poor earthen vessel. Lord, if thou hast emptied us of self, emptied us of the evil thoughts and the carnality that we find is so often in the creatures of the earth. If thou, Lord, hast emptied us of that self-confidence and of pride, and hast laid us low at thy feet, make us then, Lord, an earthen vessel that is not without the treasure which thou dost put in, that light of truth, that which, when the pitcher is broken, may shed forth its light abroad, and that it may dispel then the darkness found upon many hearts. We do pray then that the preaching of the word, the blessed gospel, may go forth with power and in the Holy Ghost. We need, Lord, thy Holy Spirit. Oh, do not deny us of it. Take it not away. But, oh, could it please thee to cause thy Spirit to be that Spirit of unity, abiding the pulpit, desk and pew together, that we might rejoice together in all thy goodness. And Lord, as we may go on in our way, make thy goodness to pass before us. Take us forth, Lord, as thou mayest see fit and is good for us. Lead us, Lord, in a plain path because of our enemies. And, Lord, make crooked paths straight and rough places plain. Oh, do appear, we beseech thee. Thou knowest the things that may particularly try and trouble, but arise for our help, and come and save us. We would pray, Lord, that thou wilt grant thy blessing upon this cause of truth, and that we are thankful, Lord, that thou dost maintain them, and still do succour thee one and another, and draw them through the preaching of the word, as ministered by thy various servants who labour here. To bless, Lord, the labours of thy aged and infirm and sick servant who preach to them on Lord's Day. We are thankful that thou hast strengthened him to still minister, and may he be maintained a little longer for the blessing of Zion, for the profit of thy people. We do, Lord, desire that thou wilt look upon any absent ones, those who may be prevented through their parental responsibilities. We pray for the children being born and growing up into this wicked, dark and evil world, or what they may be faced with. Lord, thou knowest that if time is lengthened out, but are the days being shortened, because the days are evil. And Lord, thou didst say, for thine elect's sake, that those days would be shortened. Lord, when we are brought so low, though we know not where thy dear people are found, or there may be those many hidden ones, but thou knowest. But Lord, we pray that amongst the young and the rising race, there may be that generation that shall serve thee and call thee blessed. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt maintain the causes of our little denomination. We are brought very low, and oh, we need thee, Lord, to pour forth thy Spirit, that we might know a gracious increase, a building up in Zion, that there may be those many yet brought by the power and influence of thy Holy Spirit. O Lord, do look upon the twos or threes. Do, Lord, grant thy mercy unto them, and be in their midst when they so gather. We do commend unto thee our land and nation. Lord, we would remember Her Majesty, our Queen. Lord, what difficult times she does reign in. And there are doubtless many things that she is exposed and subject to in her own heart of hearts. She would perhaps have it otherwise. Thou knowest. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt sustain her and help her still to fulfill the duties that lie to her lot in that way that has been evident over the years. And Lord, we do pray that if it could please thee, that she might know and honour the King of Kings, and that she may know what it is to cast, as it were, not literally but spiritually, her crown at thy feet. Lord, we would also pray that our leaders might be given wisdom. Oh, we need such raised up who will be given integrity and understanding in the thing that is right, and to guide the people again unto those things which our forefathers did lose their lives, to bring about the liberties that we have enjoyed for so long, those religious liberties. And now, Lord, what do we say? Oh, thou knowest, Lord, do hear, do appear for thy little remnant. And now pardon us of every sin, all that we've uttered amiss, forgive. We ask it for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1099. Jesus, omnipotent to save, exalted Prince of Grace, light, life, and love thou dost bestow on men of vilest race. Hymn 1099.
Thank you.
the Lord may be pleased to help me, I will direct your attention to Psalm 71. Psalm 71 and verse 16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine own life. Psalm 71, verse 16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine own way. David had proved his God. He had proved him to be his strength. He had proved him to be his righteousness. He had proved him to be a help, a present help in his days of trouble. When Israel was in trouble, the Philistines having risen up against them, they having one whom they had as their leader, it would seem that such a hero as Goliath would not be easily overcome, if overcome at all. The solemn prospect for Israel was that they would be brought under the tyranny and dominion of those Philistines, one that dared to defy the God of Israel. But David, coming at such a time, and we see the Lord's appointments. It was his father that would send him onto the camp to find out the welfare of his brethren, those that were part of the army of Saul, to take those things with him. And then he heard the giant give his call and defy the Lord. And David then, moved by the Spirit of God, let us not think it was any other influence. What could a poor stripling do? But made strong by the mighty arm of the God of Jacob. Another youth had experienced that in his day, Joseph. And David experienced that it was the same God, unchanging, unchangeable. The God who is able to defend his people's cause and defend even the weakest, or seemingly the weakest among them. So it is even today. We may be weak. We may feel that the sins arise within and without. We may perhaps feel the carnality that surrounds us in this dreadful materialistic age, atheistical age, when there is so much that would defy the truth and the God of heaven and earth. Whatever aspect we may consider that man has questioned regarding the truth, we my sea. The awful multiplying or increase of those things, and how few there seem to be that hold to the truth. But it's the same God. It's the same God. As we go forth day by day, then we have to go in the same strength. We have to go in the same confidence as David. And David, he had this confidence in his youth. Now in his old age. Now also, when I am old and grey-headed, O God, forsake me not. We know something of the fears. We know those things that seem to whisper and say, though he's helped you in the past, he'll leave you now. Here you are in all your weakness, and yes, you have succumbed to that sin. You have fallen by that temptation. You are found in this sad, barren state. Here you are cold and prayerless. So you may feel it. The adversary will make much of it. Your prayerlessness. Oh, if we could only pray. The exhortation is plain. Pray without ceasing. But what are these complaints of your soul? What are these groanings under this load that seems to bear down so much upon you? What is that sense of anguish when the tempter tempts you thus? Is it that you are divested of prayer? Prayer is found rising up from the very depths of a soul thus tried. And in our comings to the throne of grace, you know we can come in no other way than as perhaps we have always done. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. And David now, at this time of his life, he still had those troubles. Exactly when this psalm was written, at what stage in his life, except it was towards his end and in his old age, we cannot altogether determine. In one sense it doesn't matter, except to say that he had been reigning for some considerable years at Jerusalem, when his own son Absalom arose and sought to oust him from his seat, from his throne. And David, he went out of Jerusalem. He went up by the way of the Mount of Olives. One would also go that way when faced with the ordeal, the awful ordeal of that suffering, a suffering which is beyond all human conception. our Lord and Saviour, there at the olive press, Gethsemane. Oh, what an ordeal was there faced. But the very thing that strengthened the incarnate, the God, he who voluntarily, willingly, emptied of himself that he might bear for his people those are things which we could not endure. We in our weakness, but out of his weakness we may be made strong. Yes, out of what he underwent, the weakness of God is stronger than men. Therefore you can go in that strength, knowing this, that whatever he underwent for you, it is that we might have the victory, that we may have the conquest over sin, over Satan, over the world, over hell, over the grave, over death, that last enemy. And when we come to the various things, while I've stated it, let me just linger for a moment. Death, that great enemy, how shall we face it? I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of his righteousness. That is the only thing that will crush the enemy under your foot, and you will tread the river of death and come safely through. You will find, as Bunyan's Christian did, though ready to sink, yet hopeful his companion was able to say, "Fear not, brother, for I can feel the bottom, and it is good." Shall we then come to nothing in that moment of death? Not if we can speak of his righteousness and testify of that. That will be the answer to every accusation that the Lord is our righteousness. That is the church's defence. Oh, what a defence we have. Well, that last enemy, it will be overthrown. But let me return. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. As we pass through life, as David came to the varying crises of his life, and we may mention others recorded in the testimony of Scripture, their only confidence was this, to go in the strength of the Lord God. Whatever fears they may have had, whatever opposition there may have been, those things that they would have feared to have completely overcome them, yet they may know that to go in his strength, though overcome perhaps for a time, they were like Gad. He was overcome, but he overcame at the last. And you know, you will always find that though evil may sometimes seem to overcome, like the Benjamites, when they permitted that awful and dreadful work of what today is called homosexuality. There was a report sent out throughout Israel. The tribes gathered together, asking the Lord what they should do. And they went to fight against Benjamin. Benjamin seemed to at first obtain the conquest. Oh, the disheartening of it. Oh, how the tribes felt. Yet they were to go again and yet again. But they would prove the truth of this word, going forth in the strength of the Lord and according to his command, that the time would come when evil would be overcome by good. Well, remember that though you may often feel there are many a setback, yet still to go on, to go in the strength of the Lord God. We often find there are hindrances. And what does hinder thee, dear friend? Oh, you may say, deceitful heart hinders me. You may say, my fears hinder me. You may say, my weakness hinders me. And I will again repeat what we have said. You may say, my prayerlessness hinders me. Oh, many things may hinder, but there is one thing which the soul under the grace of faith may, despite what is impossible, despite the fact that you may feel to be small, you know, the lame take the prey. It was said to Israel that 1,000 may flee before one. Who could expect that? Yet there were those characters amongst the mighty in David's army who did that kind of thing. One who stood in his parcel of ground and slew a multitude. How did he do it? In his own strength, by his own wisdom? No, the very fact is this, that such, they knew where to look. They went in the strength of the Lord God. Well, you may perhaps have some kind of problem, difficulty. There's opposition. There's trouble. And it needs to be dealt with. And how will you deal with it? Well, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. And I will make mention of his righteousness, even of his only. You know, at the very report of that, you will find that men may then fail. They cannot stand against the living God. It was that which David would go in the name of the living God, and though Goliath may testify of what he would make David, and speak of him as being given to the fowls of the air, yet David knew that what would happen was that Goliath, his body, would be given to such, and he would take Goliath's head. Well, that was the truth. You see, the enemies will always speak a lie, but we go in the truth of what we have had burnt into our own souls. And then you can go in the strength of the Lord and testify of him. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. When there are those things that may be before you, and you know, it's a great mercy when we can so testify, to testify of the Lord's righteousness. When may this be? When I will begin first with the Lord's servants. You know, they got nothing else to preach. Then this, the righteousness of the Lord, to make mention of thy righteousness. They have a precious Saviour who may bring salvation unto them, and it is that he has fulfilled all righteousness. He has gone to the end of the law for righteousness. He is their righteousness. He has satisfied holy justice. He has wrought out an obedience as a garment that might clothe every member of his mystical church, a mystical body, the church of God, that there should be none found naked. Or we may fear that we shall be found so in the solemn day when we have to appear before him. But you have that testimony, the righteousness of God, the mercy of God. That will answer you. That will answer for you in all your felt lack and poverty. Well, now the servants of God, they often feel their weakness, you know, their emptiness. They know not how to go, but I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Sometimes they may feel not only weakness within their own soul, but weakness in body. And yet they still have to venture on. And I do. And you may not know what they are feeling or suffering, but they go in the strength of the Lord God. They have never proved that they have been let down. The promise has often been their stay, that thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And that is how they have to go forth. They go forth waiting upon the Holy Spirit. You know the Holy Spirit, how needful it is. We do need a Holy Ghost religion. We need it to be worked in our own heart, as well as being evidenced in the varying things of our life. Now the Lord's servants, they often prove that it is the Holy Spirit, that he is the one that will testify and give the word. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of them that published it. And only the Holy Spirit can accompany the word with power and take it to the hearts of the needy souls, those bowed down with sin and sorrow, cares and troubles and strifes. Oh, but let the Holy Spirit bring the word, that to your heart, ministered by the servants of God, and about the servant of God, and you in coming up, would have come as we have it here, in the strength of the Lord. Have you come up this evening? Perhaps there was that in your heart that would say, I will stay at home. I do not feel up to it. Well, we will not point the finger at those that feel sickly, infirm, increasing in age. That's not my purpose, but it's you that have ventured. Have you felt that you've had to come like this? I will go in the strength of the Lord. I will go in no other way. But now, I will go in the strength of the Lord. You know, dear friends, they come to points in life, in your spiritual life. And for a time, what goes on deep within may seem, or you may feel you can hide. You can keep it from the prying eye. But though you may think you keep it, you can't altogether, you know. Where there is an exercise, people, you will find there are mothers and fathers in Israel. They pray for the souls of those that are laid upon them. You may not know that you have been laid upon the heart of one or another. It might be an amazing thought to you that there are those bearing you up, desiring that the Lord will make manifest his work. And you may say, oh, I cannot. I cannot think to so venture to declare unto men what I know. Well, dear friend, whatever your fear may be, this is how you'll have to go. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. And this is how you'll have to go. I will make mention of his righteousness, even of his own way. You see, here is a word that vindicate, if that is the right word, the way in which our churches seek to order themselves. When there is one that may come and desire to follow the Lord, we ask for them to tell the people, the church that is, those that have walked that way, remember that. They have walked the way, in the way, the very way that you may venture to walk. And it is that they ask you of what the Lord has done for your soul. You speak of his righteousness. It's not to testify of what you've done for the Lord. Oh, you can say, if that's what they ask, I can never go. Of course you can't, because you know how far short you've come of doing anything that may be to his honour. Only as he has given you the grace, and often that has been to humble yourself before him, to be as nothing, to feel that you are a poor, helpless worm. But the Lord testifies, you know, of his worms. And has he testified to you and of you as a worm? What did he say of Jacob? Fear not, thou worm Jacob. And Jacob, he had his enemies, he had his mountains of difficulty, he had his trials, he had his troubles. What did the Lord say to him? I have given thee a new threshing instrument, and thou shalt beat the mountains and make them small. How shall Jacob do that? How shall worm Jacob? You think of the worm, you think of the mountain. Oh, how very small Jacob is. How very great the mountain is. Oh, that mountain of trial and trouble before you. That mountain, perhaps, of impossibility. That mountain of fear. All these mountains, they will be beaten small by the threshing instrument of faith. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness. Ah, Lord, what hast thou done for me? Well, raised a poor sinner, a poor worm, to a hope in his mercy. One who has been brought, such a vile wretch, to believe that there is hope, that there is help from one, this one who is mighty. Ah, God is mighty. Mighty to save is Christ our Lord. And where do you find the arm of his might? Well, it's underneath. It's when he comes and gathers a poor sinner unto himself and shows him how low he himself had to descend or condescend. The two words. In his condescension, he descended into the lowest depths, that there should be none that might not, that there should be none that would be beyond that grace, if it is the Lord's good purpose. So he may save by a mighty arm a Manasseh who had been left to such vileness and wickedness, a Mary with her seven devils, but to be cast out, brought to the Saviour. Ah, and how many may there be? A woman caught in adultery. She who was at Samaria's well came there to draw and went away drawing living water. Nothing that would fill her pitcher that she had brought. She had to leave that broken at the cistern. She had, though, something else to testify. One that had told her all whatsoever she did. Is not this the Christ? You see, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of his righteousness, even of his own life. And you will find that when the Lord brings the time, you won't be able to hold back. Is this the time? Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. If that rings in your soul, then this is how you must go. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of his righteousness, even of his own way. Oh, the fact may be, though, that the trembling increases. The fears may seem to get the bigger, but the strength will be the greater. You know, there's a very blessed thing. Venturing faith. To venture. Venture on him. Venture wholly. Let no other trust intrude. Sometimes we feel that those things do intrude. But oh, may the gracious God give strength in this time of your conflict. For it is a conflict, isn't it? It's a conflict when the powers of darkness seem to try and quell the little light, the little spark, the little flame that burns within your own breast. But I will go. Oh, may therefore you know something of this grace which the psalmist David himself had known and experienced from the time that he rose to slay the lion and the bear to the time when there he received strength to a command that Solomon should be taken and crowned king. And then we know that David, he began, as it were, his strength diminished, and he could do no more. the work was now drawing to its end. But this is how David had spent the days of his life from the sheepcote till his deathbed. I will go in the strength of the Lord, in the strength of the Lord God, I will make mention of his righteousness, even of his own name. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Philip Warren will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Izzard on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 1098. O God of mercy, hear my call. My load of guilt remove. Break down this separating wall that bars me from thy love. Hymn 1098.
Thank you.
By the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, abide with us. Amen.